Hello, my name is Nicole, and thank you so much for taking this time out to listen. This message is for those of you all who have felt quite insecure lately, not very confident, and you just feel like you need a bit of protection, especially if you are living alone. If you feel like there are just things that you're dealing with and you feel a little bit nervous, a little bit scared about those things. You may be even living alone. This is definitely a message you need to listen to. So today we are asking the Lord for his protection. Hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus. So one of the first scriptures I will be reading is in Psalm 27 verses 1 through 5. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Answer that question. Who is it or what is it that you fear, that you're worried about, concerned about, or what have you? You can write that person's name down or that issue down. Reading on. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me, think of a past time where the wicked came against you. Okay. Now I'm sure they didn't do this next line, but when the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Okay. You were victorious at one point. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Okay? Ask the Lord to put the peace in your spirit so that you are no longer fearing. No longer fearing. Asking the Lord to take away that fear, that nervousness, that upset, that concern. My heart shall not fear, Lord Jesus. I need for you to just strengthen me, strengthen my mind, body, and spirit. Bless me with bravery, courage, Lord Jesus. I no longer want to fear. My heart shall not fear. My heart shall not fear. My heart shall not fear. Say it out loud, Saint. My heart shall not fear. Yes, Lord, my heart shall not fear. Reading on. Though war may rise against me, you're aware of it. You're acknowledging it. It takes away the fear when you know that there is that possibility that there is going to be a war of some sort. But that's okay, though. That's okay. Hallelujah, because I got God. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. I will be confident when you're going through that fire, when you're going through the contest, the test, the trial, or what have you. You're going to say, my heart shall not fear. I will be confident as I walk up on this stage. I will be confident as I sit before these men and women. I will be confident as I record this video or this audio. I will be confident in Jesus' name. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me. He shall hide me. Even if you have a stalker, even if you have somebody that's out to get you, or even if somebody has threatened you, Lord Jesus, I need you to hide me. I need you to order my steps. I need you to help me out. I go to the police and I ask for a restraining order. I go over here and I ask for these people to look out for me. I ask in Jesus' name, for your angels of protection to be encamped all around me. Lord Jesus, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. Lord Jesus, if it gives you some peace, saint who's listening, to go to the church, sit in the church on a day where maybe there is no minister speaking, and just sit there and just bask in his glory. Allow the peace of God to come upon you. Allow his servants to touch you and pray with you in Jesus' name. Or if you can't get to the church, get on the phone and call someone who's willing to pray with you. or listen to someone pray to you via an audio recording or live over the internet in Jesus' mighty name. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. These things you want to visualize. I can see myself seated up on top of a high rock. I can see myself hidden where the enemy is looking all around, but he can't find me. And instead of me being scared, I'm actually laughing. I'm actually talking loud, and he still can't see me, and he still can't hear me. Lord Jesus, you see, you want to just take these things that the Lord provides you in the scripture, and you want to slow down a bit and envision these things and speak aloud these things. And then when the time comes, you want to remember a couple of the words, if nothing else, you know, a couple of the sentences. My heart shall not fear. I will be confident. My heart shall not fear. I will be confident. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me. Lord Jesus, receive it in your spirit right now. And that person who you wrote down, or that situation, I want you to take that and I rip it up in Jesus' name. Just in tiny little pieces, just rip it up. Rip it up. And if you didn't write it down, maybe you envisioned it. Rip it up in your mind, that person's name, or you may see that person's face, or you may see the setting. It's nothing more than just dust. It's nothing more than paper crumbs. It's, you know, if you got to stand on it, do what you can. Take it out to the dumpster, you know, whatever it is, just so that you can visualize that the Lord is with you every step of the way, and that whatever that obstacle was, it's not so big now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 33. Whoever listens to me will dwell safely, Lord Jesus, and will be secure without fear of evil. Listen. Part of the reason why people end up staying in their nervousness, feeling unprotected, you know, feeling like, oh, you know, I don't know, I don't feel confident and all that, is because they don't listen. You use those listening ears and you take what is being said to you at face value. You don't sit up there and analyze every itty bitty thing. You don't allow doubt and faults and so forth to come into play. You focus on the goodness. You focus on dwelling safely. You focus on God working with you. You focus on your heart not having any type of fear. You see, because if we don't, then evil will come upon us, and we will be more likely to want to curse and cuss someone out and flip out and make mistakes and do things that we shouldn't do. Because a lot of times when people do things like murder, for instance, they do it out of fear, or they do it because they felt threatened. I really didn't want to hurt this person, but then I was concerned about what they were going to do to me. So that's why I did what I did. You see, I know what that feels like firsthand, went through something like that. Okay. You don't know if the person is going to come at you or not. So then you want to just safeguard yourself out of fear, but that person may not, their intentions may not be to hurt you, but you don't know. So it's better to be guarded than to be the first one ready to jump out there and do all sorts of crazy stuff, you see. Psalm 142, verses 1 through 2. I cry out to the Lord with my voice. With my voice to the Lord, I make my supplication. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. Some folks aren't declaring their trouble before the Lord. Instead, they're going to the gun shop and they're getting themselves a gun. I think I'll feel safer with this gun. But then you're not trained to use the gun. You're not authorized to use the gun. Maybe you don't even know what kind of gun it is that you have in mind. You see? And so if you got fear going on inside of you, what's the likelihood that if somebody walks in on the wrong day and startles you out your sleep, that you might pick up that gun and blow them away? You see? Oh, fear can take an ugly turn in some of the worst ways. So we rest in God's protection in Jesus' name. Psalm 121 verses 5 through 8. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in. From this time forth and even forevermore. How do we activate a scripture like Psalm chapter 121 verses 5 through 8? How do we do that? We do that by repeating these scriptures. You see, we do that by praying the scriptures back to the Lord. We do it by saying things like, I read in your word, Lord, that you're my keeper. And that you will be there for me. That you will preserve me from all evil. That you will preserve my soul. That the sun will not strike me by day. And that the moon by night. That your shade will be with me. That you will preserve my going out and my coming in. That you will be with me forever. You said that, Lord, and I'm standing on it. And I believe it, Lord Jesus. I'm trusting in you, Lord. Make this real in my life, in Jesus' name. Make this real in my life. I want to see you as that keeper. I want to see you like the psalmist David seen you. You see, you want God to be real in your life. And in order for God to be real in your life, you've got to talk to him real. You see, and some folks, they don't catch on to that. You see, if you think about those that are very spiritual, they will tell you that their God is real to them. Now, whether, you know, it's a God that you agree with or not. Let's just put that aside for a moment and let's just look at it for what it is. Everyone who has a sincere faith makes their God real to them. The Satanists make Satan real to them. They talk to him. They have chants. They have rituals that they do for him. The Christian makes God real to them. Those prosperity gospels that go around in some of these churches, and these folks are praising and worshiping the God of money, even though they think it's the God, you know, in the Bible. The Lord showed me a long time ago, no, there's a false God that's being preached in a lot of those churches, and he's a God of money. And then use my own children, who were like two or three at the time, to say that there's a God of money, mommy, okay? And they didn't even know what I was doing back then as far as God, you know, goes. So I was shocked that they came at me like that. Okay. But that God of money is real to folks, and they talk to him, and you know, hey, they get a little bit of this and a little bit of that too. All right. There are those that have statues, and they make those statues real to them. And they put all sorts of energies and so forth in the atmosphere with those statues. Oh, these things are real. And so if they can activate these things and, you know, just work their spiritual faith to do any number of things, then can't the believer who accepted Jesus as his or her personal Lord and Savior do the same? Of course, of course. And part of that is reading and studying and showing that self-approved unto God by reading his word. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. You see, that's the heritage of the servants of the Lord. They believe that no weapon will be formed against them. You see, you got to believe what you say, what you preach, what you talk about. God will condemn those individuals who rise up against his chosen. I've seen it with my own eyes. Folks end up coughing and choking because they have no business saying silly things behind closed doors or to the people of the Lord. I've seen individuals end up going through much because they doubted, because they lied, because they exaggerated. I myself have gone through things. So I'm here to remind you all that God is indeed real, and that you do need, though, the Holy Ghost to go through his scriptures. So be sure that you acknowledge the Holy Ghost, and that is who has been left behind when Jesus ascended unto heaven, according to Acts. Okay, so don't take the people of God or the things of God lightly. But some folks will esteem Satanists and their gods and so forth, as well as many other religions, more so than their own maker. And that's sad. Psalm 4, verse 8, I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. A lot of times, people who don't feel secure or confident or protected, they have trouble sleeping at night. That might be your situation. Ask the Lord to show you what it is that's keeping you up at night. If you already know, then you should be speaking out loud those things that concern you, and continue to speak out loud those things that concern you. But at the same time, though, focus on the promises, though, because we can vent. We can talk to this one and that one and still not have any peace. So there comes a point where you've got to redirect that mind from all of the venting and the upsets and the disappointments and the nervousness and the insecurities and the lack of confidence, and redirect the mind to the things that will make you confident, that will bring you peace. Okay, and you're not going to get it watching scary movies. You're not going to get it talking to gossips and liars. You're not going to get it listening to negative music or watching ridiculous videos that don't give you any type of long-lasting peace. They're just temporal. The true peace is when you sit down, you get quiet, and you turn over all your troubles to the Lord. And then those tears start falling, the upset within your body, that pain and everything. Sometimes it might even move your bowels. You might find yourself having to go to the bathroom because of all of the stuff coming out, all the things that you held in. Okay, and you'll feel a lot lighter and feel at peace in the process. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. I love that scripture. The next one, Psalm 20, verse 2, may he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. Psalm 4, verse 8, you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Okay, and 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3, the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. He'll do it. But if you don't believe that there's an evil one and you don't believe that there's a God, well, you just go through. It's just that simple. You just go through. There's plenty of people. I know I was one of them that I just went through. I didn't want to believe in Satan or believe in God at one point, and I just went through. Until that pain gets so bad that you can't take it, then you see people aren't coming there and helping you out. Oh, you'll start reconsidering all of your personal beliefs. And there's nothing wrong with that. Doesn't make you a bad person for doing it. Doesn't make you a hypocrite or anything else. You're just a person who changed your mind on some things. And that's okay. That's all right. I changed my mind. I thought that God wasn't real. But you know what? After going through these trials, I believe that God is real. And I believe he protected me. Protected me in a car, protected me on the plane, protected me on the boat, protected me, in the car, protected me on the train, you see. God is a righteous God, a merciful God, a loving God, and he loves you, saint. He loves you. Take the time out to pray. Remember, focus on those positive things. Say the types of prayers that will get results. And if you need to play this message back, you know, do it. Do it. Okay? I thank you so much for taking the time out to listen. And as always, to God be the glory.